Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Lucas here. Hope you guys are doing well today on this Friday. Well, it's actually Saturday past midnight, but I hope you had a good Friday. I just wanted to pop on and make another quick podcast episode because there's this topic that I've been seeing recurring a lot, especially in conversations between me and some buddies, is the topic of education and the importance of education when it comes to helping people sort of, in a sense, grow in the right way. Now, this is actually, this is recording on my new iPhone 11. So if you notice any audio differences, well, it's because I'm recording on an iPhone 11. And I'm sorry if you hear any background noise. I have a fan going to keep me cool. But other than that, I hope you don't pick up on any distracting noises. So yeah, there's no earbuds, no AirPods, nothing like that, which I usually use to record audio. It's just me and the phone today, and I've tested it out. The audio seems pretty nice, and so we're going to go ahead and try a podcast episode just like this. Let me know if you like it or if you prefer that I use some AirPods or anything like that. But anyway, today's topic, as I mentioned previously, is about like education. And to specify what exactly I'm talking about, whenever I point out some particular bad behavior about somebody, whenever I see some sort of bad mentality, bad behavior, bad sort of perspective, and I point that out to somebody I'm talking to, it's happened more than once. I don't know, I wouldn't say many necessarily, but it's happened a few times where the other person or people, you know, they bring up that it's the responsibility of education to fix that. And just to clarify, when I hear the word education, I first think of academic institutions like schools, right? And I was reading this Reddit thread before I decided to pop on this podcast and make an episode. And someone said, I was looking at something and he mentioned, or they mentioned that something, this is a result of having one of the worst public education systems in the first world. Right, so this person is blaming the public education system for some sort of bad behavior. This was a Reddit thread that I was going through. And so looking at that comment sort of reminded me of all the conversations I've had with people who also say that education is the problem that needs to be remedied if we want people to start, for example, being more respectful, being more generous, being loyal, being kind, and those values that I push, right? Because those are the kinds of conversations that I have with people, is when somebody's not respectful and I point that out, when somebody's being selfish or rude or racist, when I point that out, people say that's because of the education system and the education system needs to be improved. Now, I actually kind of disagree with that because now I'm not sure to what extent education, like, I mean, we're talking about what, it's school and education systems, we teach about things like math and writing and science and things like that. So I don't really think about the education aspect when it comes to talking about people's qualities, right? I'm not, like, the education, schools don't really, as far as I know and as far as I've been through, schools don't really teach you about being a respectful person or being, you know, a good role model or looking out for others, you know, helping your neighbor. I mean, of course, those are the values that the schools preach, right? I mean, if you have these like student values in your school, they have those posters or things they put out, flyers around the school that say things like, you know, be respectful, be kind to one another, don't bully. I'm not talking about that. Even if the school does put that out there, at the end of the day, this is what I think is the biggest issue, is people are not taking responsibility for themselves. In other words, to recap, I'm not blaming the education system for the people that we have today and the way that they behave. Who I am blaming are the people themselves. And so I'm trying to, with this podcast episode, I'm trying to shift the blame back on the people. I want us individuals to take responsibility for what's happening and what's going on in today's day and age. You know, when people are disrespectful or rude or selfish or racist, when people bully, when people kill, when people do horrible, horrendous things, right? I mean, I think maybe the education system can play a part in that, especially the staff with teaching kids values. But at the end of the day, even if the school does that, even if the staff does that, even if the parents do that, heck, and educate their kids, right? At the end of the day, it all rests on your shoulders as an individual, as a child, as a teenager, as an adult even. It all rests on you, and you end up becoming who you decide to be and through how you think and how you behave and how you act. I think we're too caught up in this blame game, and we're too caught up in shifting the responsibility off our shoulders because it feels good to not be at fault, right? It's so much easier to point the finger at somebody else and say, hey, you know, you're doing something wrong, or you're the reason that I'm messed up, right? It's easy to say, hey, because of the school I went to, I became a bully, I became a drug addict, I became somebody who, you know, disrespects other people, I'm selfish, I'm cruel, and it's a consequence of the public education system failing me. I disagree with that. I think that it's your fault, and I don't mean that in a way to sound degrading or rude or anything like that. Like, I'm not trying to diss anybody, but I am trying to be very real, and I'm very firm on this belief about, you know, doing your mental homework. I honestly feel like I should put that in my Instagram bio or on my bios across the internet on social media, because that's something that I say all the time, is do your mental homework. Like, I feel like I should put hashtag do your mental homework somewhere in my bio, because that's, it's all about, and the things that I've been saying are all about taking responsibility for yourself and you being the best that you can be, right? Because being the best that you can be is not just for you, it's also about impacting other people. And I'm not saying you have to, you know, love your neighbor, love everybody around you, you know, make the world go around and shine. I'm not saying you have to do all that, right? But being a decent person, being respectful, being kind, it's not as hard as you think. I understand the world can be cruel. I understand people can be rude. Now, see, you wouldn't have to fight through all that to be kind if everybody did their part. You know what I'm saying? We can talk all day about how hard it is to be nice in this world when people are mean all the time and selfish and cruel. Well, guess what? You wouldn't have to fight to be nice in this world if people did their part and were nice to begin with. If people actually took the time to think for themselves and think, is this the kind of person I want to be? Do I want to bully people? Do I want to disrespect people? Do I want to be selfish? Right? If people actually took the time to think about these things, if people were reasonable in that sense and came to those conclusions for themselves, then we wouldn't have to fight as hard to be nice in this world, in a world of cruelty. And I'm not trying to say that in a pessimistic point of view, right? It's just the point I'm trying to make. So again, the big message that I have for this episode is just about taking responsibility for things. I don't blame the public education system. I do think it could have an impact, right? I mean, on how kids grow up beyond the academics, beyond the, you know, how much they know of math and science. You know, the staff members, like I said before, they could instill good values in the kids, but at the end of the day, it's up to you. It is your responsibility. Whoever you end up being, whatever you end up doing, how you think, especially how you treat people, that's a consequence of whether you've done your mental homework or not. And I'm so big on this idea too, because I've done this for myself for practically all my life. You know, even when the world around me was utter crap, I was going through an abusive household. You know, I had like little to no social life, and the friends that I did have at the time ended up, you know, lying to me and abandoning me when I needed their help the most, when everybody around me was fake and obnoxious and immature, right? Even when I had this whole world crumbling around me, I never caved into it. Because I did my mental homework and I established that I don't want to be like these people, because I don't think the values that they're promoting and upholding and representing are the values that I think would be better for this world. Such as, I don't think it's good to be disrespectful. I don't think it's good to talk behind people's backs. I don't think it's good to be fake. I don't think it's good to be a bully, right? I don't think it's good to be selfish and ignorant. I don't think it's good to shun people just because they're different. You see all these values that I'm talking about. Those are the things that I had to fight against growing up, but I did. I did do my part, I did my mental homework, and now I'm all the better for it. I'm not blaming that I went to a specific school. I mean, of course, my parents, you know, the way they treated me, they certainly could have done a better job. But you see how I turned out, in spite of what they did to me, in spite of how they treated me, in spite of how they made me feel, I still turned out pretty okay. I mean, hopefully you agree with me. If you see my content, if you see the things that I post online and what I want for people, hopefully you can see and agree that I turned out okay as a person, right? So why can't we have more of that? Why can't we see more people doing their mental homework? And I'm not trying to say, oh, you know, look at me, I'm so perfect and look at what I did and, you know, you should follow and be like me. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, though, is that we should do our mental homework and make sure that we hold ourselves responsible for who we turn out to be. And so that's really the meat of what I wanted to say today. That's a good solid 10 minutes, I think, for an episode. I'm trying to kind of decrease the amount of time I put in my episodes. I noticed that sometimes, you know, I ramble, I go on and I repeat myself, and I just want to be respectful of people's times and just get to the point. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. I really think I delivered my message well. I'm going to make sure that I post this in my link on Instagram and share that I posted this episode because I believe it has a lot of value in it. And it also happens that the Saturday is 4th of July. So if you celebrate that, then, you know, happy 4th of July to you. And hope you enjoyed this episode once again. Feel free to let me know what your thoughts are in a comment, a DM, anything like that. And I will see you all in the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.